You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I spoke to Leroy Becker, Auckland Director of Generation Zero, about a report they have released encouraging AT to change the way commuters are charged for public transport in order to encourage Aucklanders to use it. I started by asking him if Auckland's public transport system encourages Aucklanders to use public transport.
The public transport pricing system we have in Auckland at the moment isn't particularly good. AT's own research shows that the price rises are actually encouraging fewer people to take public transport. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of fewer trips a year because of these price rises. That's not what we need for Auckland.
So why do you think it's important that Aucklanders use public transport instead of cars?
Public transport has a whole range of benefits for Auckland over everyone driving everywhere. It reduces our congestion, it reduces our emissions, it means we have more space to use for people to actually spend time in and have shops and places to play with their kids. So there's just all of these benefits all come together to say this is a better way for most people to be getting around Auckland.
So your report emphasises making Auckland's public transport fairer. How would you say that the public transport system is currently unfair?
Well, the current system is really designed to meet arbitrary goals for how much money they need to make on public transport in Auckland. We saw with the recent rates rises that there's research that shows that they're actually going to force people off public transport, which goes against the goals of everyone. So we think the system will incentivize people to take public transport. There's more subsidies for people who travel from further out. There's more subsidies for young people and students, and it makes it free on the weekend so that everyone can get around with their family and get a taste for how good our public transport system has actually got.
So what were the main changes that you would recommend making?
Yeah, so our Freeze the Fares report recommends a whole bunch of stuff for kind of the really exciting proposals that we're pushing. A daily fare cap so that you never pay more than a certain amount every day. Free weekends for everyone so they can go and explore the city on the weekend when fewer people take the bus anyway and get a sense of it. Also helps reduce drunk driving on weekends. And more changes for youth rates. So people under 12 would be free on public transport to help get people to school without being dropped off. And students would be 50% off because that is a really good time to encourage people to take the bus.
So do you think that in making these changes there is a danger that Auckland Transport could end up more poorly funded and provide worse quality services?
No, absolutely not. I don't think that's a risk. We've done a lot of work at Generation Zero to encourage our public transport system to get better. We're having great infrastructure being built at the moment. There's been great network changes. There's just another way that we can prioritise people to use that great public transport. The more people who use it, the better it will get.
Okay, so is the idea that more people would be taking public transport because of these changes so that the public transport would in the end up with more funding through people taking it more?
Yeah, that's one aspect to it. Getting more people to use public transport means there's more revenue going in, which is always good. It also takes away the need to have 50% of the cost of public transport covered by the fare costs. And also a lot of these changes would encourage people to use public transport off-peak, which means you're not having that cost of pushing extra services on. It's just getting more people on buses and trains that are already running.
Do you think that Auckland's public transport could handle more people taking it?
That's an interesting problem that we're having in Auckland in recent years. There's so much demand for public transport. I think a lot of people who take the bus in the morning will say we don't need more people and we actually need more services. But we have buses and trains running all through the day that we can get more people on, particularly on the weekends. There's a lot more capacity. And with those more people, that shows the demand, that shows that more services do need to be put on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.